September 29, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Glory Through Humiliation. Opening Prayer. Great God of the universe, I know myself, and I don't know why you would notice me, and even more, why you love me. You loved me before I knew you. You love me with my shortcomings, and even when I fail you. Please accept my love and praise. Read Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Reflect. Draw a parabola. Write, in very nature God, at the top left, and Jesus Christ is Lord, at the top right. Trace Jesus' history by writing key phrases up and down the parabola. Paul becomes lyrical in expounding Jesus' journey from glory back to glory via becoming human and dying in humiliation. There were popular stories of gods coming to earth in Paul's world, but those gods did not give up their powers or status. They could angrily hurt or kill people. Their human appearance was a temporary cloak. Not so Jesus. Paul parallels Jesus being in very nature God with taking the very nature of a servant in becoming human. Rather than powerfully zapping people, he served his Father humbly and obediently, all the way to a humiliating death on a cross. This wonderful self-giving is why Jesus is now exalted above everything and everyone. Paul echoes Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23, a passage about God's rule, and puts Jesus at its heart. Jesus is now recognized as Lord of all, greater than rulers such as Caesar. As often in the New Testament, Paul picks up a spiritual passage about God and treats Jesus as its subject, showing that Jesus is the one true God who became one of us. Apply. Notice verse 5. What does it mean for your life to have the mindset of Christ? Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your willingness to travel the journey you did for my sake. Lord of my life, you deserve all of my honor and praise.